Serve him, roll him.
He's already been served. I served him. He's taken care of. He's a little slow, but he got it.
Roland Martin, brought to you by McDonald's. Lunchtime, dinner time, your time. McDonald's all-day breakfast makes any time a good morning time. From our Washington, D.C. studios, Roland Martin, good morning.
Tom Simple J, good morning. How are you?
Good.
All right, then. Well, I was on the ABC's This Week yesterday, Tom, and Republicans aren't too happy with a few comments that I had to say. But just a couple of things. One, get the hell over it. First of all, we were supposed to be talking to Flint Mayor Karen Weaver. Is she on the phone yet? Is she there?
No.
Okay. All right, then. So we'll wait to hear from her. But, Tom, I want to deal with this real quick, and there's a couple of things I want to deal with. First and foremost, on the Democratic side, we see Senator Bernie Sanders trying to appeal to black folks. This is a perfect example, Tom, of white candidates need to understand. You talk to black people not in the last 2 weeks before a campaign, but you talk to them 6 months before. As you know, we've been trying to get Senator Sanders on this show. I've been trying to get him on TV One. We've been going back and forth. But when you ignore black people and you don't talk to them, you don't come talk to us at the last second and think somehow we're going to vote for you. And so I sort of blame his campaign infrastructure, not the black folks there because they've been pushing, but the other advisors around him who don't quite understand black people, who literally said, "Who's Tom Joyner?" If you ask the black people in the campaign, you might know. But this is what happens a lot in these campaigns. But let me also, I have to deal, Tom, with Republicans. The point that I made yesterday is that the Republican Party has played with evil. Evil is now in their house. You remember when Big Mama would say, "Baby, don't bring that boy home because something evil about him." To the grandson, "Don't bring that girl home because she evil," because evil will always show up. On the night that President Obama was inaugurated, the Republican leadership had a meeting where they sat down and said, "We will block everything that he does because we will make him a one-term president." That's what they said on the night he was inaugurated in 2009. And they voted against stuff that they previously supported. Then they courted the Tea Party anger. And they were talking about their death panels and having their rallies and having their signs and bringing their guns. They courted anger. Then you had Donald Trump running around, Tom, talking about Birther and how he had private investigators and forced the president to have to come out and actually present his birth certificate because they were trying to basically say he was not legitimate to be the president. Now, all of a sudden, Republicans are saying, "What the hell happened? Donald Trump is now our front runner." Oh, my God. Because what he is doing, he is making racist appeals. He is pushing the buttons on immigration. He is pushing the buttons on race. He is putting the buttons on economy. And when you say, "I'm going to make America great again," you're trying to sound like you are John Wayne. They are trying to essentially vote for John Wayne. Now, he ain't saying a damn thing. Yesterday on Jake Tapper's show on CNN, he said, "I'm going to get the black vote. It's going to happen because black unemployment is high." Where's your plan, Donald? Where's your plan when it comes to economics? Where's your health plan? He was asked the question of his health plan. You know what he said? "Oh, it's some plans out there I'm going to look at." Who do you talk to about foreign policy? "I watch the Sunday shows. It's all good." The guy is basically appealing to low knowledge voters, largely those who don't have college degrees, who barely have high school diplomas, and they're saying he's the guy. The reality is this. This is a circus performer. This is a reality show performer. And he is taking Republicans for a ride, and he's playing to their worst sensibilities. So how do you respond to it? Easy. You vote, you register, and you vote. You have to have Latinos who finally wake the hell up in this country. You have 2.1 million eligible but unregistered Latinos in Texas. You have 100,000 black folks who are unregistered in South Carolina. Reverend Jackson said they lost the gubernatorial race by 60,000 votes. In Georgia, you have 800,000 to 1 million unregistered African Americans and Latinos. Black folks literally have the power in our hands to change the electorate. The question is whether we're going to have some folks stop talking about ratchet TV, stop sitting and discussing some damn housewives, and talk about the individuals who are affecting your water, as in Flint, who are affecting your education, as in our HBCUs, who are affecting economics, as in you not being able to get a job. This election matters. I'm not endorsing any candidate. What I am saying is, have the common sense to realize that crazy folk will always be crazy. Stuck on stupid will always stay stuck on stupid. We cannot sit here and say, oh, this is cute. I don't care what Omarosa says. I don't care what Morgan Freeman says. I don't care what anybody else says. At the end of the day, this is a question of whether or not we are going to use our power. And last I check, if you don't use your power, you get played.
Preach, brother.
All right.
Good job, Roland, and great job yesterday.
Thanks a bunch.
Those people looked at him yesterday like, whoa.
Yeah, they were like, I can't believe he went there.
Did you ask God up yesterday, Roland?
They asked me about it. I said, y'all invite me back a second time, I wear it.
That's how you do it. That's how you do it. Yeah. Don't be sticking your neck out for nobody, Roland. I ain't mad at you, man.
Okay, don't you have a vacation to take again?